dancing inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running?
What a day it was today. Man, you should have seen it. Who knows what happens in this wonderful world? Anybody who thinks they can predict what the markets are doing, forget it. Good afternoon. Welcome, my friends. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net. Well, there were a number of things that rolled the markets early this morning. Disappointing earnings was one of them. An existing home sales report that fell a whopping 8%, which was much more than they anticipated. As a matter of fact, it was the largest drop on record. Add in a spike in gold prices and the Dow fell out of bed, plunging 200 points before the trading curbs were instituted. Last hour of trading, the Dow managed to recover almost all its losses, in large part when they heard that Bank of America was going to eliminate 3,000 jobs. This also this morning after Merrill Lynch came out and said, well, our earnings stink. And you wonder why these guys were putting together this $100 billion fund. Do you think they didn't know that, the wheels are falling off the truck? Needless to say, the Dow closed down almost a point at 13,675. NASDAQ off 24 points at 2,774. Those people who were happy about Amazon's share price yesterday were a little disappointed today. S&P 500 off almost 4 points at 1,515. The metals complex, well, there was only one thing that was in the green today. That was gold. Gold closed up $2.50 to end the day at $762.20. Silver off 7 cents. At $13.57, platinum off $7 at $1,442, palladium off $2 at $3.61. Currently in Asian trading, gold's up $1.70 at $764.80. Silver up 10 cents, $13.62. As we mentioned previously, crude oil was higher by almost $2.50, closed up 51 cents on the day. At $87.61 a barrel, and the U.S. dollar index managed to irk out a 1 basis point gain to end the day at 77.53. When we return, we will visit with Charles Colson.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Pleasure to welcome Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries to the show. And that was Billy Joel. We didn't start the fire. And I don't know if it's an apropos tune to be playing on this day, but nevertheless, there we go. How are you doing, sir?
Good, thank you. Good afternoon, Robbie.
Yeah, I'm just watching the devastation going on in California. It's almost mind-boggling in its proportion and its devastation.
It really is. That wind is incredible when it's blowing through there like that. There's just nothing that will stop it.
No, and it doesn't look like, well, hopefully the Santa Anas will die down. They say they're going to die down over the next 2 days, but still, a million people displaced. I mean, I used to live down in that neck of the woods, and I just can't even imagine the mayhem that must be going on down there.
We have a lot of friends down there. We're not even trying to call them.
Really?
Yeah, and around Orange County, and we were just there a few days ago, a week ago.
Right.
So
yeah, and it was right there where you guys were, the Marriott. I didn't know that Irvine was under fire as well.
Yes, that's right. Well, there's a few trees here and there, and when you have those kind of conditions, I guess anything that will burn starts burning. Hard to imagine.
Yes, yeah, you know, yesterday I was making many metaphors with wildfires, because obviously wildfires, in my opinion, unlike other natural disasters, wildfires can be prevented. It is something we could actually prevent, but because of environmental regulations and inability of state and local governments, who obviously following the doctrine of political correctness, and they don't want to harm the little furry creatures and displace their habitat, if you will, It's in large part the reason why this happened. It's a firestorm. It's because of people failing to seek out what is not only logical but what the truth is.
True.
And I made these metaphors that we have wildfires running through our economic system as well, because of policies that have been put in place and people haven't been paying attention, and subsequently we are facing wildfires running through the economy. We had housing, existing new home sales today, down 8%, largest fall since they've been keeping records on new home sales. You have all your major financial institutions, Bank of America laying off 3,000 people. It's followed suit by every other big house on Wall Street. And then I ended it with another analogy, because there's a wildfire, and I actually hope there will be a wildfire that spreads through the Christian community to convince these wayward Christians, these so-called evangelicals. And I had an amazing this morning, it was almost amazing to watch. I was watching Washington Journal this morning, and Congressman Mike Pence from the 6th District of Indiana, he was on. Now, he sits on America's, on the Foreign Relations Committee, and he stated unequivocally that he's a Christian that believes that his mission in life and the Christian's mission in life is to protect the state of Israel. Now, this is on Washington Journal, widely regarded C-SPAN morning show. And although one or two callers called him and challenged him on it, what I took away from it is Mike Pence is not the only Republican congressman who calls himself a Christian and has bought into this philosophy of dispensationalism.
That's true, and they've also bought into this, to the idea that it is a big power structure, and of course that's why he's saying that. He knows that saying that on the air is going to get him more votes than it will lose, because right now the evangelical movement is so large and it's having such incredible influence that everybody is trying to cash in on it, even Hillary Clinton, I suppose. A new Zogby poll came out today, and it said that Hillary Clinton, 50% of the people in the United States would not vote for Hillary Clinton. And you just wonder who those 50% are. And we have this movement that's gained power, and it's like the fire that you're seeing. It's burning out of control, and it's causing people to make statements that they would never make made 5 years ago, such as this one that you just quoted. The idea of coming out and saying that his purpose in life, did you say his purpose in life or his mission in life was to protect the state of Israel?
His Bible tells him that it's his mission to stand by Israel.
Yes.
And he made he said this unapologetically that there can be no negotiation or peaceful settlement in the Middle East unless all Arab nations recognize the right of Israel to exist.
Yes, of course they don't really stop there, because what is really being said is that they don't believe in a two-party, two-state solution, because for there to be a two-state solution, the Palestinians have to keep some of the land, and they actually has to become theirs, and the radical movement, the Christian Zionist movement, doesn't think that Palestinians have a right to any land. So even the land that they sleep on really is not theirs. So when it comes right down to it, the Christian Zionists don't want a two-party, a two-state solution. And they don't want a one state solution where everyone has equal vote, because they feel that would be negative for the Israelis. So what they really want is they want the extermination of the Palestinians. And it really does boil down to that. If you sat down and talked to them and asked them what the alternatives are, you'd finally get down to the place where, well, they just need to go. And then if you'd say, well, where should they go, their answer is always very simplistic. It's always, well, there are plenty of Arab states around there who can take 5 or 6 million people. There's no problem. Let them each divide up, the Palestinians, and each take their fair share, and let the Jews have all of Israel, because this is really what the position is. If they think through what they say themselves, most of them don't even think through far enough to even get to that. Further, if you went further with them and said, "What if they wouldn't leave, and the Israelis have the power to exterminate them? Should the Israelis exterminate them?" They will then answer that something like this. They'll say, "Well, in the Old Testament, in such and such a book, Joshua or someplace, God was in the same." Had the ancient Israelites in the same position, and they simply annihilated all of the people of a certain tribe, and along with their cattle and animals and everything else, and God ordained that. So they say, then they shrug and say, well, "So I don't know if it's much different. If they force it on us, then that's perhaps what has to happen." So you can actually sit down and, by reasoning through with a Christian Zionist such as the one you heard, if you'd had a chance to talk to him, you can probably bring him to the position where he says the annihilation of the entire 6 million Palestinians is not too bad an idea. Now, this makes Christian Zionism seem even more bizarre, because if you go to Palestine and you talk to the people there, if you go to Israel and talk to the people there, they don't see that as logical. They don't see the annihilation of the whole population is a logical solution at all. They're much more moderate about them. They're just looking for some sort of a peaceful standoff that will allow them to keep on living, except, of course, for the radicals that run the Zionist government. And for them, there is no solution except the final solution. Ariel Sharon once said that if he could have the support of his people, the Israeli people, he would be willing to eliminate every single Palestinian, even if it meant killing them all. And that's paraphrased a little bit, but that was the meaning of his words, and he did say that.
Well, that's amazing. It's amazing how many Christians I come across, or self-professed Christians, that promote killing. This is a problem that I've had with Christians for a long time. The latest one of note to profess killing another human being is Senator John McCain. Now, I don't know whether he's missed his a couple of courses of Viagra, but he came out yesterday and said that his mission in life is to hunt down Osama bin Laden and kill him personally. He's speaking with Joel Salter, Straight Gate Ministry. Take a short break. Be right back.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Nice if some people paid attention to their job. I get very irritated when that happens. Anyway, we're speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries, who is paying attention, unlike some. You still there, Charles? Are you there, Charles?
Yes, I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir. Seems as though we have, let me not get into that. Outside of John McCain's statement yesterday, I believe it was on Sunday, during the presidential debate with the so-called Christian conservatives, the value voters in Florida, and all these fine Christians gathered there when Ron Paul spoke about bringing the troops back from Iraq. He received loud boos from the audience. Didn't happen once, happened a couple of times. Every time it was obviously to do with lessening our influence in the Middle East. It is without question any longer what these people's belief systems are, and it has to be a mainstream Christian belief system.
The thing I would comment to that is that the Christian Zionism is a puzzle and an enigma to the Christians themselves, to the people that are in it. Because though it is a stampede, like all stampedes, most of the people in it don't quite know why they're there. I guess a stampede might be a good example. And in the Christian Zionist movement, you've got the winners and you've got the payers. And most of the people that were probably booing are among those who are actually paying the price of Christian Zionism. You have politicians who are out to get votes, you have bureaucrats who want an appointment, and you have preachers who want money. And other all kinds of sundry organizations that want to capitalize on it. But when it comes right down to it, what do the people that are actually campaigning for war get out of it? The Christian Zionists, the dispensational people that go to church and allow themselves to be caught up in the fever of actually cheering for war and booing against someone who wants to end it. What really are those people getting out of their belief system? First of all, they're getting enormous dilution of their currency. That's real obvious because I think the war has now said already cost $500 billion and is projected to cost $1.25 trillion in the next 10 years or something like that.
Yeah, they have it up to $2.4 trillion right now.
Depending on who you count, what you count.
Yeah. But
in any case, it signals massive dilution. We've already seen the price of oil go to $80 and now close to $90 a barrel. With the commensurate gasoline prices, who pays that? Well, those people that walk out of the church, go climb in their SUV, take the family, put them all in, and go out to dinner, pay for that. The cost of food that's going up right in front of our eyes, basic needs. I mean, these families that support Christian Zionist churches all eat. And they're all consumers. They tend to be consumer-type people. And they're the one who pays the bill. They pay these rising food bills at the restaurant, at the supermarket. Their kids are the ones who volunteer for the military. They're the ones who don't have an ideological problem with going. Dad and Mom aren't against the war, so why not enlist? The money sounds pretty good, and I don't have a job. Besides, business is bad. And I don't quite qualify for college on the top level, so maybe I should go in and serve my country. It's patriotic. Evangelicals' kids are the ones who are volunteering for the military. We don't ever have any statistics of this, but that's what's happening. And, of course, then you have the lack of morality and the decline of Christianity that goes with it.
Yeah. Speaking with Charles Spalzner, Straight Gate Ministries. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Why are we here? What's life all about? Is God really real? Or is there some doubt? Well, tonight we're going.
Welcome back, my friends. We are speaking with Charles Paulson from Straight Gate Ministries. And just so you know, coming up this Sunday, October the 28th, in San Antonio, Texas, outside of Mr. Hagee's church, Charles Paulson and a few of his closest friends, together with yours truly, will be there. And we cordially invite you to join us. And we'll get into that in a little bit, but let me answer your question. Why are they so willing to accept higher gas prices? Why are they so willing to let their sons and their daughters go and fight and die in a godforsaken place like the Middle East? Why are they accepting of the policies of this administration? And even though facing economic Armageddon on one hand, they do it, Charles, I guess for the simple reason is because their belief system tells them that the destruction of the the sooner the destruction of the Temple Mount comes about, the sooner the coming will be hastened. And that's their whole thing. Their whole thing is... is the return. They are rapture monkeys.
that's true, and we appreciate that. But what we say, and we base this upon our experience going out to some 60 churches and standing in front of them and talking to a good number of people from each one, from most of those churches, we talk to some people, in some cases pastors themselves, quite often, members of the staff, deacons who are told to go out and stand by us and watch us. all kinds of people who spend a lot of time with us, young pastors, youth pastors, all kinds of people. And there's one common thing I'd share with your listeners and with you, Robbie, is that you cannot find anybody coming out of a dispensational church who can open a New Testament, the New Testament of Jesus Christ, and explain to you how his theology works. They cannot explain a justification for saying that the state of Israel is the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. I'm not saying that 90% can't or that 75% can't. I'm saying nobody that comes out of a dispensational church, including the pastor himself, can honestly and in a reasonable discussion open the Bible he's carrying under his arm and explain to you from the New Testament any reason whatsoever for being a Christian Zionist. There's nothing there. So the people are in a... It is an enigma that puzzles all of us, and it's based upon this vast sea of emotionalism that they're caught up in, and that, of course, is what that's what the pastors live on. And it's all wrapped up in prophecy, the wonderful world of prophecy. Prophecy is so much fun, isn't it? And they live on prophecy. A friend of ours, a volunteer of ours, told me recently that her church doesn't preach prophecy. They think that they should preach what the Bible actually says, and they don't spend time dwelling on Old Testament prophecies. And a whole bunch of the youth group has gone out, and they started attending another church that has a 23-session series on Old Testament prophecy. Well, it goes on and on. It's all going to end up pointing to the state of Israel being the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. And so the pressure is on pastors that don't believe in this to actually participate in it. But the encouraging thing, and you'll find this if we manage to talk to some of John Hagee's people in front of the church, which I'm sure we will, is that when we ask them, but please explain from the New Testament where they get the idea that Israel's the fulfillment of biblical prophecy, where they get the idea that it's okay to support a war, that somehow it's justified to support killing someone, anybody, we just simply say, show us in the New Testament somewhere where you justify this and discuss it with me. I'd like to know how you get there. And 100% will be unable to do that. This is really the record of the dispensational or the Christian Zionist Church. They do not and cannot explain what they believe in using a Bible. They have to use a mass of man's written prophecies interpreted by other people, including Cyrus I. Schofield and all kinds of people. And, of course, the great prophecy analyzers of our day, which, of course, include John Hagee. So that is the characteristic that is so weak in Christian Zionism.
But to believe that, you've got to believe that God discriminates.
Yes, you do. You have to believe that God discriminates, that he has a chosen people, that everybody else is secondary, and that God does not mind if the chosen people kill the rest. That's really what this is all about. This is all about that the chosen people need to kill other people in order to defend themselves. So that's what the whole warring thing is all about. That's what the support of the state of Israel is all about. That's what the support of Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, all these other wars are simply wars to support the idea that the chosen people in Israel have a right to kill other people if need be, and that you need to help them. And this is so bizarre that obviously a New Testament Christian can't possibly explain this. And what you'll find is most people will launch into a tirade of Old Testament prophecies, spewing things that they've learned to spew. And this is, of course, what John Hagee does. We've noticed in John Hagee's lectures, Night to Honor Israel, that he never mentions the name of Jesus Christ. And we doubt if in his sermon on Sunday he does it very often. We'll hope to have somebody inside his sermon this time listening to see if he mentions Jesus Christ's name in his sermon while we're there. So this... This is really where the hope is that the idea of Christian Zionism is so bizarre, so foolish, so self-destructive, destructive of morality, that it's really hard to imagine. How can you imagine a religion that actually encourages what's going on in Iraq, what's going on in the Gaza Strip? There is no such religion, except, of course, Zionism, which is actually a political movement.
Just real briefly here, do they screen you when you go into Hagee's church? I mean, can I just walk in there on Sunday and sit down and listen to whatever he's got to say?
Yes, you can, if you're not seen with people who are in the vigil. If you're recognized as being somebody with the vigil, then you might be ushered out. I don't know how they treat you, but we've had all kinds of things happen. So people that need to go to observe should just go by themselves and walk in and observe the service and then come out and join us afterwards.
I may just do that.
Yeah.
Now, I want to direct, for those people who are in two minds whether to join us or not, or just want to get a better understanding, because it's very hard in this format to actually get into everything about what Christian Zionists believe when it comes to either the Book of Genesis or the Book of Matthew, whatever the case may be. I have to commend the article that you wrote, which was posted on your website at WHTT.org. I believe it's under Pharisee Watch.
Right.
Entitled The Judeo-Christian Conflict, Zionism versus Jesus. I've never read a more concise and self-explanatory piece than that.
Thank you. We work hard on that, but it's very simple. That's why it comes off as being self-explanatory. It's based upon Scripture. It's based upon what Jesus' actual words. We haven't embellished anything. We haven't taken anything out of context. We invite people to read all the chapters and all the verses and think for themselves. And Christian Zionists' interpretation of it is done by plucking out a few lines and verses and then excluding other things entirely and almost forbidding you from even looking at them. And then misinterpreting whole ideas that are presented there, such as what the subject of the whole chapter is all about. And without trying to get into it, this is the trickery of Christian Zionism. It's built upon absolute trickery. It's built upon absolute deception. There is no honesty in it. So at the very top, these winners, I mean, we quoted from one Christian Zionist pastor who calls his publication Winner's Way. We think that's pretty crass, but he's a winner. I mean, he's a multimillionaire with two homes in Florida and his own private airplane and all kinds of wonderful things he has.
Yes.
He's a great winner, but every one of his congregation are losers. Everyone is spending and paying the price for all of this, and none of them know it, or most of them don't know it. So,
because they think they're buying they're buying their ticket to eternal salvation. That's what they think they're doing.
Well, they think they can lose. They actually think they can somehow lose their salvation. They don't know how. They can't explain how they can lose their salvation. But they think they can actually lose their salvation if they don't honor Israel sufficiently. They actually do believe that they've been taught that they must love and honor and treat Israel as the chosen people, else they will actually be punished directly by God. And the leaders of the Christian Zionist churches tell them this. You will be punished by God. We will be punished by God. Our country, our nation will be punished by God if we do not honor Israel. That is actually said to congregations. And so when you come to these politicians that you see performing, and they're performing like marionettes, trying to snag the vote in the favor of Christian Zionist organizations. They're looking at, they're counting this enormous number of votes that they think will follow wrote. They're simply trying to appeal to that. They're trying to be among the winners who come out on top by being Christian Zionists. And among us losers are there some 70 million, 60 million Americans, depending on who counts and how you count. So those are the people that we appeal to. Our effort is to reach the 60, 70 million American people, maybe more, who are influenced by this, and point out to them that what they're doing is not scriptural. The most important thing, of course, and the most important reason for us being in front of a church is that church is supposed to be the people where people find a relationship with God. And what they're finding in the Christian Zionist church is a relationship with another foreign state that has nothing to do with God at all. So it's actually a rescue mission where we're out there attempting to point out to people that they need to be conscious when you swear allegiance to a state in the name of God, you actually are taking God's name in vain. And there's a little commandment about that, taking God's name in vain. So a big part of our effort is, the reason we keep it up is that we realize that the people in there do need to come out. And everywhere I go to speak, there's someone who comes up and says, "You are talking to me. My whole family has this disease. What can I do? How do I talk to them? They will not listen to me." Or a little Arab girl who said to me, her best friend is a Christian girl. They're the best of friends, she said. But when she talks about Israel and Palestine and tries to tell her facts that she knows, that she's learned factual things, she said, "My friend won't believe me. How can I talk to her?" So this is a dilemma that people need to try to overcome. And it's a good reason for us to do what we do. It's the best reason I can think of.
Do you feel empathy for these people? Because the bottom line is, if you do get to talk to them, I mean, you are basically deconstructing a long-held personal belief, and that must be traumatic for people to have to deal with, that have been walking down the garden path for so long.
Yeah, it's been very slow in the past, but I think it's going to become much faster in the future, because as we see things, natural things happening around us, unnatural things, such as the price of oil being unnaturally shoved to $80 a barrel, $90 a barrel, I lose track almost.
You're close.
I mean, these are unnatural things that are the result of this abuse of power. So as these things begin to pinch and hurt the housing market that you mentioned, and I believe the rising food market that's in our future, things like that, more and more of these people are going to come to a look at what they view and see, and they're going to start connecting this with these results with the acts that have been committed, the acts of war, inflation, or dilution, as we call it, occupation, and of course this terrible abuse of power that now threatens, is just around the corner from threatening our private lives. The idea of torture and imprisonment and extracting information from undesirable people and confinement without charge, all the things that are so un-American are things that are being accepted, tacitly accepted at least, in the evangelical churches, in these Christian Zionist institutions, taught by these Christian Zionists, because they have to do that in order to support the people they support. You can't support George W. Bush without supporting his programs. And all of these programs that he's come up with, they have to find a way to support those. So yes, we have empathy for these people, and it's always our aim to try to find some of the people inside these churches who will go back and start making a difference in those around them and start the revolution that's needed in these churches. We need a revolution inside the churches.
Well, there's no question. Well, we need a couple of revolutions.
We need a number of revolutions, don't we?
Yeah.
So I think one in the churches would go a long ways towards spreading.
If... if we are to believe that the evangelicals wield as much power politically as they tell us they do, which is the reason why all these candidates are pandering to the evangelicals, sure, it would change the course of American history. That's a pretty strong statement.
That's right, and it will. We believe it will change the course of American history.
When we come back, we'll give you the address where you can join us Sunday, San Antonio. Little Alamo action.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2200 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Final segment for this Wednesday. Charles Hagee's church is the Cornerstone Church at 18755 Stone Oak Parkway, San Antonio. It's near Highway 181, north of Charles W. Andrews Loop. And the festivities... and correct me if I'm wrong, kick off at 8 a.m.?
8 a.m. sharp, yes.
Goes through to about 11:30?
About 11:30.
Yeah.
Those who want to stay, we have a little devotional afterwards to get together and debrief.
Well, that sounds like a wonderful wonderful way to spend a Sunday.
Good way to spend a Sunday. We have a little service ourselves afterwards. And I can't tell you how delighted I am that you're coming, Robbie. I'm just honored that you're going to be there with us.
I feel very passionate about the subject.
Yeah, you do. And I will tell everybody listening that everyone who comes to these, I've heard this said so many times that it is, some have said it's kind of a life-changing event, especially people that have been in this kind of a church at one time and then see the church from the outside and talk to people who are inside the kind of a place that they used to go to. It can't help but have an impact. And hopefully we'll get the chance to talk to some people, some who will come out and see us. There always are. And there should be a lot of people there. I think there's 11,000 people that go to this church. So it's a big event. Nothing is needed. People need not bring anything. We have adequate signs and literature to hand out. And the only thing I'd suggest bringing is maybe a little pocket New Testament. And if you listen to the program today, you'll know why I suggest doing that.
Yes. And pocket constitution couldn't hurt either.
That wouldn't hurt either.
Pretty much one and the same thing when one boils it all down. And just so folks know, this is not, because when you talk about I'm reluctant to use the term demonstration. When you show up for these events, this is not left against right. This is not one crowd shouting at another crowd, voicing political views through a megaphone. This is a very respectful gathering. People dressed in their Sunday best.
Right.
Stand quietly and simply encourage some of the sheep to wander over onto our paddock.
There you go, and we say our piece with the large signs that really get our message across pretty well. They're kind of inescapable, and we have those made, and we bring them along and furnish them. So no one has to know a lot to do this. Just have to be willing to be there and want to learn.
And as I said, if you want to brush up on what this is all about, I cannot but stress the article that you can find on WHTT.org. It's written by Charles. It's called The Judeo-Christian Conflict, Zionism vs. Jesus.
Look, I agree. I think it's pretty good.
I'll see you Sunday, sir.
Great. I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
We hope all you people out there, some of you will be with us. We're looking forward to meeting you.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. Till tomorrow, my friends. See you, bye.